Hare Krishna. This morning's class from Uddhava Gita, Uddhava Ji said, "My dear Lord, O Super Soul of all, I think that it is extremely difficult for those whose minds are attached to sense gratification and who are bereft of devotion unto you to renounce material desires." Tyagoyam duskaro. Renunciation is very difficult, to renounce material desires. Certainly a real challenge, but ultimately the desire to renounce material desires is integral to being successful in doing so. Here two kinds of people were mentioned: those who are non-devotees, for whom it's really difficult to practice renunciation, and certainly those who are devotees but still have material attachments. Non-devotees do practice a certain amount of detachment and renunciation. They just can't go about doing anything that they want. There are laws of the land, there are cultural norms that people have to adhere to. That means that they're restricted, which is another word for having to give up just doing anything and everything. And society is structured in that way. The only problem is with a materialistic society is that following those norms gets you absolutely nowhere. That's why Srila Prabhupada was very much concerned that we establish Varnashram and that devotees show the example of a Varnashram society so that people accept restrictions in a way that helps them get somewhere. Samsiri Haritoshanam, accept restrictions in a way that they advance in spiritual life and ultimately can go back to Godhead. So that's the materialists. And then there's the other people who are attached to sense gratification, and those are devotees. The practicing devotee also has the imprint of many lives of sensual activities within his heart, and as a result of that he still has material attachments. He still has the desire to enjoy. But if one has the desire to give that up, to renounce that, then one will be able to progress forward or move forward. In the absence of a desire to give up sensual activities, one then stagnates, and ultimately in spiritual life, just like in swimming, you can't stagnate, you can't tread water forever. Ultimately, either you swim or you sink. So similarly, devotees who don't move forward, sink. So what is it that will give us the inspiration for renunciation? Well, that's knowledge, transcendental knowledge. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Priyojita Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayadavaitikam. When practicing devotional service, one needs to hear Bhagavad Gita, hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Here in Uddhava Gita, Uddhava talks about renunciation. And how can renunciation be achieved? And so what does Krishna do? Krishna speaks very, very extensively, giving him knowledge. And when intelligence is fortified with transcendental knowledge, then one can practice renunciation, and in tandem with devotional service, therefore the heart becomes cleansed and renunciation becomes more and more natural, until it's not called renunciation but it's just called devotional life, or it's called spontaneous devotional service. In other words, one renounces, gives up illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, meat eating, and so many other undesirable things. There are the yama and the niyama. You do this and you don't do that. And the reason for doing so, the control over the mind and senses to enable a living entity to do so, is fortified intelligence. And it's fortified with transcendental knowledge. And in this way, one is enlivened, because the spirit of renunciation keeps one moving forward in spiritual life. Devotees feel, yes, I'm actually getting somewhere. When we lose that spirit of renunciation, then that's when trouble starts. So this is what it means, conditioned soul. Condition means our conditioning and our perception of spiritual reality remains material. And unless we become free from this material conditioning, for which renunciation is an instrument, it's not the means. It's just an instrument to achieve that. The ultimate means is devotional service. But knowledge and renunciation are instruments of devotional service, and in the absence of those, then devotional service is not really happening, as I mentioned in the Vasudeva Bhagavati verse. So we were discussing a little further in class about the crippling effect of material attachment or remaining conditioned. Conditioned really means that we're embracing our conditioning, or we're embracing the mood of enjoyment, which continues to leave us with a material conception of everything. For instance, the deities of the Lord. We see the deities as marble and as being made of marble. But that is simply the prakat, or the manifest form of the Lord. Actually, for instance, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda are eternally engaged in transcendental pastimes in their Satchit Ananda body forms. And that's happening beyond the material plane. But our material perception of that is their deity forms. Of course, those deity forms have been fashioned in an authoritative way and been installed wherein the Lord accepts the service offered by the devotees. But they're not just fashioned deities. They are Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. However, we fail to see them in that way. We continue to see them as deities because our vision of things is material. Now, this example is a little difficult for me to communicate verbally, but take the example of a piece of paper. A piece of paper is two-dimensional. And if I were to put a ball in front of a two-dimensional piece of paper, or press a ball into a two-dimensional piece of paper, then the living entities within those two dimensions will always see that ball as a circle. And no matter how much you try to explain to them what a ball is, they will never have the experience of that ball because of their conditioning. Their conditioning remains two-dimensional. And yet the ball is three dimensions. It is a ball. It's not a circle. So you don't really see things as they are, but rather you see according to your own limitations. Similarly, if you view that piece of paper not as a two-dimensional thing, but rather as a material thing, and you have Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda beyond that material thing as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but within the paper of material conception, you see them as deities, and you can't see them any other way other than deities. For them, from their stand as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being a deity, being Supreme Personality of Godhead with Satchinanda form is all the same. But so they're simultaneously one and also different. But for us, we continue to only relate to them because of our material conditioning in terms of the material elements that we can relate to. And it's only when we let go and we become free of this material conditioning, when one becomes liberated, Sagunan Samatittaitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpati, then one has this Brahma vision. Then one has spiritual vision. Then one can see that actually those are Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and they're not deities. Similarly, the same is can be said of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We see it as a combination of letters that make up three names in the formation of a 16-word mantra. But the Hare Krishna mantra is not that. It is the Nama, Guna, Rupa, Lila, Dhamma of the Lord. It's the Lord's abode, Krishna present with his pastimes, manifesting his qualities along with all of his associates. And yet, as long as we're conditioned, we continue to see the Mahamantra as a mantra, but actually it is the entire scope or picture of the whole spiritual world. And when free from the limitations of matter, then by the agency of the Maha Mantra, immediately one can enter into Goloka Vrindavan and into Krishna's pastimes and sports. So this is the crippling nature of our conditioning. And in order to really appreciate that which lies behind this piece of paper, that which is the reality, in order to appreciate the uppercut world, which is not something that you have to go to. It's not something that's located in some kind of geographical location up above my head, millions and millions of miles away. It's right where we are. As Srila Prabhupada would say, we are in the spiritual world. We're already situated in the spiritual world. But due to our consciousness, we don't perceive the spiritual world in its natural feature. We just see what we can see in our piece of paper conditioning, in our piece of paper material world. So in order to really experience transcendence, we must give up this type of material attachment. And for that, the desire to do so must be there. Here Uddhavaji says it's difficult. Yes, it's difficult, and ultimately renunciation alone doesn't work. It requires purification of the heart and good spiritual practices. But if we have the desire to practice spiritual life nicely, then we'll do so offenselessly. And when we practice spiritual life without offense, then the maximum effect of the cleansing of the heart will take place, and very quickly we can crawl out of our paper existence and enter into the unlimited dimension of reality, where we can see things as they are. Hare Krishna.